Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
The Snake Man, Kevin Sullivan, the One Man Gang, Will Help, the Boogeyman, the Dog, Chief Wahoo McDaniel, you got the Salt, which is Boogeyman. You got the Black Rapper, which is the Dog. And you got the Red Rapper, which is Chief Wahoo McDaniel. I'm going to take you to on national television today. When they're trying to get to those dogs, put something like all over my noggin, have a head like a baby roof. I'm that bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. And ready to lay, big boys. I'm telling you, those footwear and circular green, here's the dog yard. And only the dog lies fans in the yard. And I'm going to tell you something, Snake Man. Come out with your little bit or whoever. Father, dad, dad. Pick that little monster. And whoever else.
Bad to the bone. Get it? Bad to the bone. And a city so nice that it made it twice. Miami, Miami. Well, I started this dance in my neighborhood. Now everybody's doing it. Because it feels so good. All you need is a partner that know how to move. And the rest are real easy. You just stick the groove. And when you get yourself started, it's hard to stop. You just go for your partners. You know what? And then you another one bites the dust, and another one gone, and another one.
Welcome, everybody, to WCW Retro. I'm your host for the evening, Pop Destro, the Maestro of Wrestling. And this is the place to be, folks. We talk about past, present, and future professional wrestling, but so much more. You never know who's going to call in. It's half the fun. It's always a good time right here at WCW Retro on VOCNation.com. And the best podcasts are right here at VOCNation.com. Just go to VOCNation.com and find your favorite VOC Nation podcast programming right here. We got so many great podcasts going on with In the Room every Tuesday night. We got Wrestling with History and Shelly Martinez every Wednesday. Of course, WCW Retro every Thursday. We got Sassy Steph. We got Raging Bull Manny Fernandez. Plus Wrestling with Problems. All kinds of great podcasts right here on VOCNation.com. So please support us and also support us on Pro Wrestling Tees at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation and buy your favorite VOC Nation t-shirt today. For sure. It's great to have you with us today, guys. Tonight's a special night. We're going to be talking about the career of the legendary late wrestling brother of mine, the Junkyard Dog, legendary Junkyard Dog, man. So if you got any cool special moments and you would like to share of the Junkyard Dog, call in anytime during tonight's live WCW Retro podcast at 914-338-1885. Once again, that's 914-338-1885. And I can't wait to dive in tonight talking JYD. What a career he had. One of the all-time best, hands down. And a big brother of mine for sure. A guy I really looked up to in the pro wrestling business, and one of the best ever, hands down. And we'll get to the callers in just a moment. We'll be making a few announcements right now and shout outs. First of all, shout outs to Masters of Ring Entertainment, mastersofringentertainment.com, Fishing with Special Friends at fishingwithspecialfriends.com, Innovative Hybrid Wrestling at out of the Maritimes there in Canada. Give them some love and find out what they're up to on their Facebook page, facebook.com/IHW Wrestling. I starred the Chief in the Dust series, and check out all three seasons of the Dust series and be on the lookout for next year for the fourth season of the Dust series. But in the meantime, you can check out all three seasons of the YouTube channel, youtube.com/DUSK series, Dust series. Give them some love. Also, I'm currently on set for the Devil's Daughter film. I'll be starring as Dr. Jeremy Arkham in that film. And for more updates on that film, go to their Facebook page, facebook.com/RealDevil'sDaughter. Tomorrow night on my Stro Zone sci-fi horror show at midnight Eastern Standard Time on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. The feature tomorrow night will be Torture Ship from the 1930s. So please tune in. No outdoor day with me. It'll be a grand old time, as always, on the Stro Zone. And this Saturday, I'm going to be inducted into the Carolina Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. Big, huge honor. I'm going to be inducted with the 2021 class alongside the legendary Susan Green, L.A. Tank, Michael Devine, Amazing Velvet, and more. Real big honor. Be part of this 2021 class. and it would be at the Holy City Brewing Building in Charleston, South Carolina, Saturday night. And how you can be a part of it, if you're in the area, like to be a part of it, go to CarolinaWrestlingHallOfFame.com for more info. And for bookings, TV, wrestling, film, merchandise, commentary, voiceover, comic cons, conventions, radio interviews, charities, autograph signings, I do a lot these days, that and then some. Hit me up, Strofoya, STRO number 4YA at yahoo.com. If you'd like to be a guest on an upcoming episode of WCW Retro, email me, WCWRetro@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to throw a tip my way, buy me a cup of coffee, tips, etc. And thank you for those that have donated to me. Much appreciated. Thank you in advance that those that would like to donate. But if you'd like to donate, feel free to send my PayPal, paypal.me/PapaStro. There you go. And thank you in advance for your love and support. And as always, for this podcast and for all the great podcasts here on VSNation.com, it's a blessing, pleasure to be here with you all. We're going to be taking our first commercial break. We've got the callers lining up, which is great. We'll get you guys momentarily. We'll take our first commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking JYD. And to lead into the commercial, let's get some Sid Vicious at you, man. We'll be back in just a few, folks. Stick with us.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Dangerous Danny Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter, @VOCNation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests, sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We've excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern. VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
the worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to WCW Retro. Tonight is JYD night, Junkyard Dog. And if you guys got any cool memories and moments of JYD you'd like to share with us, please call in 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. And let's get to the callers so we talk to JYD tonight. Okay, first, 854, area code. Welcome to WCW Retro.
Hey, Papa Stro. Every dog man, has
Malcolm,
a bone to chew
out. Man, how you doing?
I can't wait to see you tomorrow night. Hey, Papa Stro, I didn't get you anything for your birthday, so can I buy you dinner tomorrow? Is that all right?
I'd be honored. Hey, thanks a lot, Malcolm.
Okay.
Appreciate it, brother.
And I'll buy you a cup of coffee, too. So, you know.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm always down with some coffee, man. Hey, thank you so much. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Good. I mean, this is my show, Papa Stro. These are my guys, man. The Junkyard Dog, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I mean, that's when I love wrestling. My brother took me to a match at the Arco Arena, May of 87. I took the night off from Carl's Jr.'s. I was working there. And my boss, Bob, he said, Mal, go have a good time. I said, Hulk Hogan's taking on King Harley Race. He's defending his WWF title tonight. And I was wired.
Oh, wow.
And then I didn't know it, but when I got there and I got a program, the Junkyard Dog was taking on Outlaw Ron Bass. And I was screaming, Papa Stro, and the dog was looking at me. The fans were like, wound up. And he got down on all fours and he did his headbutt on Outlaw Ron Bass. He put him outside the ring under the ropes. I mean, I was wired.
Oh, that's tremendous. Man, yeah, what a feud he had with Harley Race, man. The King, remember that?
Yeah, remember? They were doing a Saturday night's main event, and he goes, Harley Race, the dog don't bow to nobody but the good Lord above.
tremendous, man. Hey, sit tight, Malcolm. Let's bring some other people to the party, okay? Just sit tight, all right? All right, man. Hey, let's do this. I'm excited, man. I'm psyched already. Okay. 843 area code. Welcome to WCW Retro.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing for that, baby.
Oh, the Amazing Velvet, man. I'm out the party. Oh, my goodness. Hey,
I know,
brother.
I'm out the party. I'm all right. I'm hanging in there. What's up?
Oh, we got Malcolm in the mix. We got you. It's JYD night, brother. Grab the cake.
I know. That's right. Grab them cakes.
Hey,
somebody
man.
Better grab them cakes before Malcolm gets them.
Oh, God. He's already wired for sound as it is. Oh, my God.
I know, right? He doesn't need any extra help. I know.
You know, man, we're just talking about JYD and Harley Race, their feud when Harley Race
was
the King.
Oh, yeah, that was a good feud, yeah. Oh, yeah. King,
oh,
Harley
great
Race.
Stuff, man. No,
yeah.
Man. Junkyard Dog, man.
Everything he did was pretty good. I mean, it didn't matter who he feuded with. I mean, they all were good feuds. You can pick anybody. I mean, you think about it, he really could wrestle any person in the business, hands down. And he was such a likable guy, too, so like a night off. You know?
Oh,
so,
when in the Mid-South area, man, I mean, he was larger than life, man. They loved him.
Oh, absolutely. Unbelievable.
They
yeah,
loved that
do
dude, man.
Wrong, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, who was telling the story about it? Somebody was telling a story about him. I don't know if it was you or somebody else getting in the car and going somewhere with him. I can't remember who that was.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody on one of your previous shows. Or
right.
You,
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he was definitely one of the guys I kind of looked up to in the business. I mean, he really helped me out a lot. And, Yeah, yeah. He was great, man. Oh my gosh! And just being with him and different places and seeing how people would flock to him, man. It was just amazing. He's such a popular dude.
Yeah, I mean, everybody liked him. I mean, he was a guy.
And Trump was like Jimmy Valiant, you know. He would put the like
I know
like Jimmy Valiant every now and then. He put like Chewbacca on the back of his, and JYD would put like Thump after his like power slam.
Yep.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Tremendous.
Right.
Love it, man.
Yes. You know,
let's bring
you know
the professor on, man. Oh, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
We got the professor.
No, you go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, the thing is, you know, where didn't he not have fun? He had Mid-South, he had Mid-Atlantic, he had Florida, eventually to the WWF. I mean, come on, where did he not have fun?
Classic
guy.
Yeah, I mean, he was over wherever he was, man. It was amazing. And even Bill Watts loved him, and Bill Watts is a hard guy to please.
So they say.
He loved you. JYD, man. That was his dude, man. Let's bring on the professor. Enlightenment. Professor Steve, welcome back to WC Retro, brother. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Just been so tired and busy lately. I'm glad I can call in.
Sound like you went through the blood and guts match at AEW.
Right?
Man, that was an awesome main event.
Shut up!
That's crazy.
Damn cat.
Oh, man. Yeah, I believe. Looks like you'll have to give him the JYD power slam,
right.
The dump power slam to the cat.
How about story? Go ahead.
Earlier, I was watching the GXW channel. Like, I got the notification. They were like, sometimes they'll stream matches. Porkchop Johnson's match was on, and it was kind of
coincidence.
He kind of reminds me of Junker Dog. He would do the headbutt. He like came out to like Atomic Dog. With P-Funk.
Yeah.
It was, like, just very similar charisma, I guess, in the Virginia area. So, yeah, it was, like, just interesting that his match would just be, like, showing up today.
According to Urban Legend, one of the inductees for this weekend's Carolina Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, L.A. Tank, has been compared many times to JYD.
Maybe we ought to play that. We ought to play the entrance for the Junkyard Dog when he gets nominated. I mean, when he gets to give his speech.
can you imagine?
Oh, I'll die.
Which one?
I'll hit the ground.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
Another
can we
one
play?
Bites the dust to grab them cakes.
Atomic Dog or something, yeah.
Yeah, Atomic Dog was
you know,
too. Oh, my God.
George Clinton.
Yep.
You know, Junker Dog was, I think, might have been the first ever ladder match with Jake Roberts and Stampede.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was pretty cool that he would be the first in that type of match.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who remembers the Freebirds almost getting shot for blinding Junkyard Dog?
Yes.
Had a fan jump in the ring and threaten it. Threatened to shoot him in Mid-South.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, my gosh.
You know, he was popular.
You know, oh, very. Oh, God.
I mean, you think about how popular he was in Mid-South, and then when he hit the, when he got, you know, traded off to other territories, he still did the same thing, became a big star real quick. You know, his popularity, you know, preceded him everywhere he went. That's what I liked about it.
It was amazing. And even when he came to WCW, back WCW there in the feud with Flair, it was just, I mean, the pop that he got that night. I remember Rocky King was the guy that introduced him.
Yeah.
The Horseman, right?
Rocky King.
He had a huge Ted DiBiase in Mid-South.
Yes.
That was a big one. That was hot. That was really hot.
That was when Ted DiBiase was using the coal miner's glove gimmick.
Correct.
He was knocking people out. He was knocking people out. I remember.
Yes, he was.
JYD just like stepped in the ring and like DiBiase just knocked him out with the glove.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, DiBiase was a big time villain Mid-South, man.
Oh my goodness, he was. Oh yeah.
Hey, Papa Stroh.
Go ahead.
That that match that he had the title shot, Rocky King set up. He had the he was in there with Ole and Arn Anderson, and he set up for the Clash of the Champions the month before in June, and the Dodgers win the match. That set up Sting taking on Ric Flair at the Great American Bash 1990, because Sting came out at the end to help out the dog. Remember that?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they formed the Dudes with Attitudes. Remember, in counteraction to the Horsemen.
Paul Orndorff and the Steiner Brothers and El Gigante.
El Gigante.
Yeah.
El Jackass.
Oh my goodness.
El Sorry.
Oh man.
That dude was horrible.
Yeah. Hey, Papa Stroh, do you remember? I think it was him when Bret Hart and Bad News Brown at WrestleMania 4, they're in that Battle Royal, and the winner got the trophy, and they double-teamed somebody. I think it was the dog was the last good guy they threw out the ring. And then Bad News Brown gave Bret Hart the ghetto blaster from behind. And Brett went in the ring, because I was talking to Brett about, and he took the smoke, the trophy, and he smashed it into a million pieces and stomped on us. Brett, I love that, man.
Oh, yeah, that was wild.
There outside clearing them on.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember those matches that JYD had with Terry Funk in WWE.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were really good.
One time, girl. February 1986, we were flooded out in Northern California, so I was up at my dad's in Fairfield, and my dad was watching Championship Wrestling with me, and it was right for WrestleMania 2, and Terry Funk brought in his brother, Haas, Dory Funk Jr., and he brought a branding iron, and he nailed the dog in the back of the head, and Funk got the match, and I remember, because I talked to Terry Funk about this, so I said, I remember the interview with me and Gene Okerlund after he goes, my brother who loves me, and he showed that love by nailing the junkyard dog in the back of the head with a head.
Oh, my goodness.
Jackass.
Right. Oh, my God. How can we miss that one?
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
What about the wrestling classic? November 7th on my birthday, 1985, I didn't see it, you know, but it was happening in Chicago, Illinois, at the Rosemont Horizon, and the Macho Man had wrestled, I think it was Davey Boy Smith or the Dynamite Kid, and the dog got a bye because Terry Funk and Moondog Spot got eliminated because they got counted out of the ring because Terry Funk tried to trick him. And then Jesse Ventura was complaining after the dog beat the Macho Man to win the wrestling classic. And he's going, he goes, hey, this ain't fair. He's talking to me and Gene Okerlund, and he's saying, this ain't fair, Monsoon. He goes, and Okerlund, he said, the Macho Man had to wrestle. The dog should have got out and done 100 push-ups or something. I was laughing my butt off.
Maybe it was rehearsing as a precursor to his conspiracy theory show he'd be doing later on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. I remember that tournament. Yeah.
Yeah. And how about WrestleMania 3? And he took on Harley Race, and he lost the match because Bobby Heenan interfered. So the dog, when he's getting ready to bow, and everybody stands up, Moolah was in the ring, and he turned around and he nailed Harley Race in the head with a steel chair. And Gorilla Monsoon goes, he crowned him all right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was definitely one for the ages.
There are so many great matches with the Junkyard Dog. My all-time favorite Papa Stro is him, Saturday night's main event, May 1986, and he teamed up with the greatest World Wrestling Federation champion ever, Hulk Hogan, the world champion at that time. And they had the Haiti kid in their corner to keep an eye on Jimmy Hart and the Funk Brothers, and Jimmy Jack Funk was there, and Terry and Hoss Funk, and Hogan and the Dog beat him. You know, that was something else, man. I told the Hulkster that was one of my favorite matches. Him and the Dog. What?
Malcolm is like a wrestling superstar show all by himself. That's amazing.
And encyclopedia, too.
I just got a good memory.
He's got a good memory. There you go. That's it.
That's amazing. That's so amazing. Yeah.
I love
wow.
it.
Yes, it's tremendous.
Listen, it all look bad.
I know, right?
Does
anybody else have any JYD stories?
Other than Malcolm.
we'll give Malcolm time to come up for air.
No, you're good, Malcolm. We're picking, man.
You're fine, Malcolm. You're good, Malcolm.
It's a dog! Hey, did you ever notice the dog, when you talk, he sounds a lot like Little Man Jack.
That's amazing. Malcolm should do all my promos from that one. I'll just like shut up and let him check.
I will if you want me to, Papa Stro. I'll do anything for you.
I know you would, Malcolm. I have no doubt.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to do a promo for you.
I'll be like beautiful Bobby. Just stand behind you and just let you do your thing. And just like,
hey, I'll be right back. I gotta take this call real quick. I'll be back.
Hey, Sheik, you got a phone call. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, Amazing Velvet will be right back. So Steve, you got any JYD story? Some of your favorites you'd like to throw out there with us?
There's not a lot of stories. I was just kind of reading up on him. Like, I forgot. Did he wear a mask and go by Stagger Lee?
He sure did. He sure did.
That
looks pretty interesting. Thing with DiBiase had going on. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's pretty cool that he had that alter ego. I'm at the check that out later.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
When they had the machines from Japan, I swear, I remember the Piper machine and the Hulk machine and other machines, but I think they had the dog machine or the junkyard machine, and the dog was wearing a mask. I swear, I think it was in Madison Square Garden. I could be wrong, Papa Stro, but it's like it sticks out, you know, when they were doing the machines back in the 86, you know, from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, I think the dog was in there with the super machine and the big machine, but not Andre, you know. So.
Mm. Yeah, they had so many machines. It was just like NWO members back then. At one time, so many. That was unbelievable. I know he feuded briefly with Butch Reed, I think. JYD did, I think.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah, and didn't he?
And Buddy Landale was kind of instigating it at the time.
Papa Stro, didn't he team up with with SD Special Delivery Jones from Antigua in the West Indies. Didn't they have a match where they teamed up together? I think it was to get the Hart Foundation.
I think so. Yeah, I think.
It's been so long.
Special Delivery Jones, man.
Yeah, I like where you said. Sort of like Mick Foley used to shoot his guns in the ring, like Mick Foley used to. Bang, bang.
Yeah.
And he was in all the first four WrestleManias, but I think the last WrestleMania, WrestleMania 4, was in that Battle Royal. I think he left the WWF after that. He went down to the NWA, if I recall. But he didn't show up right away. But you know, but man, he had so many great matches, Papa Stro. How about WrestleMania 2? Him and Arriba, Tito Santana, one of my boys. They took on the Funk Brothers and Jimmy Hart. They were moving so fast in the LA Sports Arena. They made the dog move faster. You know, he was moving faster. I mean, because he's a big guy. He's over 300 pounds, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then WrestleMania 1, he's taking on Greg the Hammer Valentine for the Intercontinental title. And Valentine's trying to cheap shot the dog. And Tito Santana came out there because I talked to Tito. And he came up to back up the dog. You know, because he got cheated the Intercontinental title that night at WrestleMania.
And I believe him and Rick Rude was in the first ever SummerSlam.
Yeah. Him. Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah, Rick Rude.
Yeah, you're right. SummerSlam 88. And Jake the Snake Roberts came out of nowhere. And Rude had his tights down. And I told Jake, and you clothesline Rude up to the top. He hit his hip or something. He's walking funny. Like laughing.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, JYD, when he was, I mean, it was such a great era. You know, during that time, oh my gosh. And I've seen him tag with Hulk Hogan in like different like house shows and everything back then, and oh man.
I only saw him once. You were lucky, Papa Stu, to see him team up with the Hulkster. I mean, that
oh,
was...
Oh, yeah.
And I remember they were wearing... the dog was wearing a shirt, American Made, and... No, Hogan had him wearing the Hulkamania red and yellow shirt, and Hogan was wearing American Made, and he tore off the shirt of the JYD, and it looked like he's got his ear to his hand, he's pointing at the dog. That was so cool. And Hogan was carrying in the chain that the dog normally carries. And Jimmy Hart jumped over the ring to get away from him.
NWA, like, but I think it was like the latter 80s and early 90s. I mean, he was feuding with the Russian Assassins and, you know, Ivan Koloff.
Oh, yeah, and Ivan Koloff. Yeah, yeah. That was Darkade 88, wasn't that, Papa Stro?
I believe so.
Yeah, because the Russian Assassins, they were really impressive. They were like equals to the Powers of Pain, the Warlord and the Barbarian. I was telling the Warlord and the Barbarian about that. You guys were like the equals to the Russian Assassins, you know?
And get this, he defeated Mean Mark, who later becomes the Undertaker, right? To that time in record time.
Man, you read my mind there. Like I saw that when I was reading about JYD. I was like, oh man, I didn't even know they had a match. Pretty cool that you got to work with Undertaker, pre-Undertaker, and
that's
even though it was short.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
Right.
Papa Stro, do you remember Saturday night's main event? It was March 86. They were in Phoenix, Arizona. It's the same night that Bundy and Morocco and Heenan, they did a number on Hogan's ribs for WrestleMania 2. And the Dogs match was against adorable Adrian Adonis. And Adonis comes out there, and the Dog's like prancing around like the Genius did in front of Adonis.
Yeah.
Beating him. It's great. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
But to see him on TV was nothing like seeing him live at the Arco Arena.
Oh, God.
That's
yeah.
the only time I got. I saw him one time at the Oakland Coliseum.
I mean, his charisma was off the charts, man.
Oh, he was just so much fun to watch. I mean, and he always made you laugh. Remember when he had George the Animal Steel? It was in November of 86 during the holidays. And they just won a match against Iron Mike Sharp and I think it was Barry Horowitz on Superstars of Wrestling. And the dog invited all these little kids in the ring. And you got all these little kids and George the Animal Steel. And they're all doing grab them cakes. The I was laughing my butt off.
And, you know, he was involved in a lot like tag team wrestling, you know, in WCW. Even teamed with Ricky Morton one time and got into Big Cat, and they had some matches against Diamond Dallas Page and Kevin Nash back when he was Vinny Vegas.
Oh, that wasn't Ernie Ladd. That was another Big Cat, right?
Yeah, it was another Big Cat, yeah. He was known as the Big Cat.
Ernie Ladd. If I do the Big Cat, I think Ernie Ladd. So.
Who doesn't? Oh, my goodness.
Hey, remember, Papa Stroh, remember
and
the wrestling
actually,
album?
And he teamed up with Jim Danville Neihardt briefly at one point.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But do you remember the wrestling album in 85? And he did Grab Them Cakes. Okay, and... They also did Land of a Thousand Dances.
Yeah, I played
this
top of the podcast, actually.
Yeah, he did Land of a Thousand Dances, Papa Stroh, and the dog goes, I want you to come in and jump on bed with a dog. And then Brutus Beefcake goes, and if that ain't enough, baby, I'll do the strut up and down your spine. I wanted to meet him so bad. I told Hulk I wanted to meet the JYD so bad. He was so – there was a match, a Texas Tornado match, Papa Stroh, and Jimmy Snuka teamed up with the dog, and they took on Piper and Orton. And Orton slapped a sleeper on the dog, and Piper slapped a sleeper on Jimmy Snuka. And they're going to sleep, but they reach out and they grab each other's fingers, and by leverage, they pulled Piper and Orton into each other and broke the hold. That was so – I told Roddy that was so funny. I was laughing my butt off.
You know, Steve, you mentioned Stampede Wrestling. His time at Stampede Wrestling. He's actually a two-time North American champion there.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Pretty impressive, yeah.
I need to check out his Stampede work as well because I had heard about the Jake Ladder match, but I didn't know he was a accomplished and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is. That's pretty impressive. I knew he had competed there, but I didn't know, you know, for his championship reign goes, how that went. But man, that's pretty impressive.
I heard.
Yeah, it is.
I read that he debuted in Tennessee territory, so I guess somewhere in Memphis originally, and then probably went to Canada probably sometime after.
And he's won the Mid-South Tag Team Championships with, I mean, some of his partners were pretty impressive, too. Buck Robley, Killer Carl Cox, Dick Murdoch, and Mr. Olympia. Oh, man. It's like a who's who back then.
Yeah, Papa Stroh, there's a lot of wrestlers when Hogan was champion that weren't champions. It's a damn shame the Junkyard Dog wasn't one of them, Paul Orndorff. There's a lot of them that should have been. I told Hogan... The dog should have been champion, you know, sometime. Should have been world heavyweight champion because he was a damn good wrestler, and Orndorff should have been one too, you know. There's other
well, heck,
I would,
Oh, heck.
I mean,
he was even, like, Mid-American Tag Team Champions with Gypsy Joe at one point. It's pretty
– Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when Hogan had that four-year run, that the dog should have had the title.
I think JYD and Gypsy Joe had their dealings with New Jack privately. or Commodore in that match.
I can only imagine. Oh my goodness.
I read this is pretty cool.
Go ahead.
In 82, JWD had a cross promotion match with for NWA and AWA against Nick Bockwinkel. That aired on Mid South.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go find that because I'm sure that was a good match. And he actually pinned Nick Bockwinkel.
Yeah. Wow.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Man, what a career he's had, man. This is, and you get to find out more of all the great accomplishments he's done. It's just amazing.
Right.
I can't believe we haven't even talked about this. One time he was a six-man tag team champion in the WCW with Ricky Morton and Tommy Rich.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. That's wild.
He should have had a lot more titles than he ended up with because he was
that good.
I guess
the kicks are fired up.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. What a resume.
Hey, Steve, why can't you be here tomorrow and let the air out of me tomorrow?
I got a family thing I had to go to on Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, I'm waiting to meet you, Steve. I haven't met you yet. I'm excited to talk to you about Japanese wrestling and all that stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. One of these days, I'll definitely have to come down to an event.
Okay.
And
look forward to it.
See if we can meet up.
Isn't that great?
Oh
my goodness.
I was reading on JYD's WCW work, and yeah, that came up. And they had I guess they won the titles against Dr. X, Dutch Mantel, Buddy Landale.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a... So, did you have any memories of Buddy Landale or
Moondog
Rex?
Yes. Well, actually, it's because of Moondog Spot, Larry. Right, that I arrived to the Memphis territory because he put in the good word for me for Lawler and turned out Regal and Dundee because I met Regal, you know, when ironically when we first got to WCW and he in turn had Bill Dundee managing him, right, as a Sir William. If you recall, and I met Dundee through there, and then that's how I got into Memphis through Dundee, Regal, and Moondog Spot. Because I worked with Moondog Spot quite a bit with Smoky Mountain Wrestling when the Moondogs were there.
Mm.
So yeah, it was crazy how that went down. It really is.
So I guess JYD was mainly, like, in the 90s. He was, like, WCW and NWA independents. Like, he never worked. Did JYD ever work with Smoke Mountain?
Oh. I'm not really sure if he did anything with him or not.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I mean,
I think he'd fit in, though, if he ever did.
Oh, totally, yeah. I mean, God, they would have loved him. I mean, yeah, you know, the shows I've been on with he's on were like other shows, but I can't recall doing anything with him, you know, when I was there, unless he was on shows that I wasn't. So, but I'll have to find, you know, next time I talk to Jim, I'll have to ask him if Jimmy tried to get him. I'm sure if he could, he would, you know what I mean?
Papa Stro, Adam might know. You want me to go down and ask him? He's got more knowledge about wrestling than I do.
I mean, can ask him if you want. If he remembers, yeah. It's great, because I just can't recall seeing Jay, if I, you know, knowing JYD wasn't Smoky Mountain Wrestling one time. But, because I know if Jimmy could, he would try to get him in.
Sure.
Adam?
He's gonna hunt him down.
Papa Stro, Adam said briefly.
Yeah,
he wrestled briefly.
It was very it was probably very briefly, because I know like they had like Macho Man at one time, and Jake Roberts, and that came in. They came and went.
Yeah, Papa Stro knows about Adam. Adam knows more about wrestling. He could forget more than I could learn. I'm going to say that about him. Guy's very
good
knowledge.
To know.
Yeah.
But I know he wasn't there when I was there. You know, like I said, he might have been in a different show.
Papa Stro, Adam is always giving me trivia questions, you know, keep my mind up to date on wrestling. And I like that.
That's good. That's good.
He's like the best housemate you can have.
Yeah. Sometimes I have to have other people around myself what I did. So, I mean, it's always good to have somebody like that to kind of keep you informed.
So, keep me in line.
Good. That's great. Yeah. Yeah, 314 area code. Let's see who this is. Welcome to WCW Retro.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hello, Tor. Welcome back.
Hi, Tor.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Doing okay?
Yeah.
That's great, man. We're talking Junkyard Dog tonight. You got any cool Junkyard Dog stories or memories?
Mm-mm.
You remember JYD? Junkyard Dog?
Yeah.
WrestleMania 3 Harley race.
Yeah. You remember that song, Grab Them Cakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. JYD, man. What's going on up your way, Tor? Anything exciting?
Just got to celebrating Mother's Day.
All right. Awesome. That's great. He had a nice Mother's Day.
Yeah.
That's good. We should have, like, anybody, like, make you some JYD cakes in honor of Mother's Day?
Yeah.
All right, that's awesome. That's great.
I want some.
Yeah, I'm jelly. I'm jealous.
I think Malcolm should make me some.
Well, he's got Adam is like his go-to guru. He can ask Adam how to bake it. Adam can help him bake it.
Right? Adam is his guru. So is Jessica.
Yeah.
That's right.
I told them those are always good to have, because some people have to ask what I did, because I keep, you know, I forget a lot of stuff I did, so it's good to keep me in line, you know what I mean?
That's why Dorothy smacks you every now and then.
Yeah. Dorothy's I'm telling you, Dorothy's the smart one, man.
Somebody's got to be.
Yeah. Because it'd be a lost cause if I was doing things. Good Lord.
Holy cow. That's right. Grab them cakes, baby.
You're right. Grab them cakes. Hey, Tor, we're going to have to make you a JYD cake sometime.
Yeah.
And we're ready to put, like, we'll put Thump on the icing. Just like JYD's tights. It's Power Slam, but it's called Thump.
Hey, Papa Stro, we got a junkyard dog here. His name is Doc Holliday. You should see this guy eat.
Is he? Hi.
That's funny.
You want to hear Bart?
Listen to this.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, Doc. Bart from Papa Stro.
I'm on the podcast. No, all right, what's up?
Oh, he's barking.
Did the cat cut his tongue? Does the cat cut his tongue? Like,
yes,
like,
oh, my baby.
Oh,
my honey.
Oh,
all
right, Oki done took it.
Yeah, but
the other day,
he had Oki's. He had the cat's head in his mouth. I think he's part elf, Gordon Shumway. From
Melmac. He said he's part out.
That's funny.
Oh.
Here's kitty, kitty, kitty. Here's kitty,
oh, my
kitty.
Goodness.
Yeah!
Oh, man, not again. Hey, Dominic, can I get a future endeavor this time?
Alf got me, man. Oh, my God. That's great. Ow.
That's funny. That was good.
Forever.
Oh my goodness.
Yikes. Wow. This train went way off the rails. Oh,
yeah, we went down the wrong tunnel.
Yeah, we were waiting for the junkyard dog to bark and couldn't even get a whimper. Oh, goodness. Yeah, oh, man. But, yeah, man, God, he accomplished a lot, man. That's amazing. This resume is just...
Well, his resume speaks for itself, bro. It's unfortunate, you know, he died in an accident, but still, he was only 45. He still had some good years left.
So, I mean, we're some accomplishments earlier, Velvet, you know, like when he was Mid-South Tag Team Champions, he teamed with, like, the who's who back then, like Buck Mobley and Dick Murdoch and Mr. Olympia and Killer Carl Cox. Man.
That's awesome.
And
man,
he was World Tag Team six-man tag team champions with Ricky Morton and Tommy Rich for WCW.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right.
Crazy.
Yes, sir. You know what? That's when wrestling was wrestling, and those guys were on top of the world, to be honest with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, they were making us enjoy the sport the way it was.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, that era just can't be duplicated ever again, unfortunately.
Hey, Malcolm, ask Adam how would he make a junkyard dog cake?
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Sure. This ought to be funny.
I can't wait for this. Do what Adam tells
you. Adam, Papa Stro wants to know how you make a junkyard dog cake.
How do you make a junkyard dog cake?
Yeah.
Oh,
you would have
a finger.
I don't know. A thumb cake?
Holy cow.
Oh, that's great.
He said he can make a dog food.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Come on now.
Oh, the, oh. God.
That ain't cool.
What do you use, kibbles and bits, or throw some liver snaps and some sausages in there?
Whoa, whoa, wait a minute. I'm talking about like a regular cake, like human
cake.
Hey,
kitty. Man, we're talking about a regular cake we can eat, bro, not no dog food cake.
No, I'm just saying, we could make a junkyard dog pizza instead of a cake.
Oh, wow. Whoa, we're really going off the rails.
Okay, we just went, we fell down another notch in that hole.
We're going into angry chef territory there.
Right?
Who's the English guy?
We're losing the light.
Who's the English chef that gets angry
Trump?
All the time?
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to take me, why don't you have... If it's for the Junkyard Dog, why don't you have the Three Stooges, Larry, Moe, and Curly make it?
they're not alive. They can't possibly make
a cake
right now.
The bakers.
Yeah, we can, knucklehead. Get over here.
Yeah, unless you're referring to the new Three Stooges, which only made it through one movie. And they couldn't even get back Snooki and the Snooki and the gang. Remember?
Oh God!
Or you could have Petey and the Little Rascals make the cake.
Oh Lord! Now we're getting worse. No. Man.
So he's saying the JYD
really?
Cake is a lost cause. Okay.
Well, apparently. Wow.
Oh well, I guess
if
we can get creative
on the crazy train.
Yeah. I mean, all you have to get some red icing, right? Red and white icing,
right? Exactly.
Like his colors, man.
Yeah.
They wears and yeah.
Put that big thump on there, baby.
The thump,
Instead of a file, you got to put a chain in the cake.
There you go.
Hey, chain. Yeah, chains are cool.
That's right. That's right. First one to find the chain.
Didn't you have some matches with Hercules?
Yep. Sure did.
And at the time, both of them had like swinging chains. Yeah.
Yes, they did. They both wore a chain, yep.
And he had one?
Yes, they did.
Papa Stroh, I saw him at the Arco Arena when the Honky Tonk Man was Intercontinental Champion in a match. He didn't win the title, but, man, the dog, he knocked him. What was her name? Sherry Martel was dressed up like Peggy Sue or whatever she was, and Jimmy Hart out of the ring with the chain.
Peggy Sue, yes.
Oh my gosh!
Oh man, that's
good
tremendous.
Memory, Malcolm. Good memory. Good memory. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh god. Hey Steve, do you recall JYD doing anything in Japan?
I'll get back to you on that, but I did read. I was reading the later part of his life, especially wiki, and I didn't know he trained Jazz and Rodney Mack.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. Oh, man.
And I think Jazz recently retired this year.
Uh-huh. That's right. Didn't she retire to Impact? Jazz?
I'm not sure, but I believe so.
He's great, man.
He won the he had the best song on the wrestling album at the 86 Slammy Awards on MTV. He came out with
Grab Them Cakes, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You also can add that to his accomplishment.
That's awesome. Oh gosh!
Wow.
That'll be like the bucket list goal to actually make a JYD cake. It's tremendous. Yeah, I was just curious if, you know, if he did anything like overseas, like with Japan and everything. I mean, God, his style and everything would be kind of unique over there, you would think, at that time.
Right. I haven't read anything yet, but if I see anything, I'll let you know.
Oh, please do.
I know Ted DiBiase was pretty popular in Japan.
Yeah. Oh, man, he was right up there with the Funks and the Briscoes and all that, doing their thing in Japan, man. DiBiase was a machine, dude.
Right. He also feuded or had matches with Kamala, which I think is pretty cool. I haven't seen that yet.
Kamala, yeah.
Kamala, yes.
Good one, Steve.
I remember one time Kamala's tag team, one of his tag team partners, Uga Booga, who was kind of like a mini version of Kamala. he came into a Shoney's restaurant with us one night, dressed total character, right? And speaking in tongues and everything, right? And like tribal language and all that. And oh my God, the looks on those waitresses' faces. And
I bet it would have been fun. That would have been fun.
I had tears in my eyes. Oh, Jesus, classic.
Oh, I definitely had tears in my eyes if I had gone. I'd have been like, I can't eat. Forget it. I'm out of here.
And the waitress was like petrified, right? She's, bless her heart.
Right.
And after we got done eating, he goes up to her, gives her those beady eyes, right? And just puts a kiss right in her cheek, because I thought she was going to faint.
That's funny.
Oh, man. Classic.
That's funny. That's
good
too
stuff,
funny.
Man.
It is. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
JYD, man. So, now that we got Amazing Velvet here, man, got you here, brother, Big weekend ahead of us, man. Let's talk about
it. Man, we got a huge weekend. You know, we got Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame going on Saturday, starting Fan Fest starts at noon. Hall of Fame, hopefully, between about 3:30. You know, it's just going to be a packed 5 hours. You know, if you think 5 hours is a long time, it really not when you do something like this. It'll be over in a minute. You know, you'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be like, holy cow, it's over. But
right.
we got fan interaction. We have a master of ceremonies. We have Susan Green, Tony Rose, Papa Stro, L.A. Tank, Crazy Train, The Amazing Velvet. I think Big Game James is coming in to induct Susan Green.
Awesome.
We got Adam Helms is going to induct L.A. Tank, which was going to be my daughter, but my daughter had to work. He asked my daughter, but she has to work that day, so she won't be able to do it. And then, I mean, it's just from there, it's going to be, you know, just family doing, you know, introducing family. I mean, that's basically what it is anyway. So, yeah, it's
that's
gonna
awesome.
Be interesting. It's going to be interesting. And, you know, if you happen to be there, it's 1201 Aragon Avenue in North Charleston, 29405 is a zip, noon to 5, Holy City Brewing Company. Beautiful place to be. The weather's supposed to be nice and mild. So no rain in the forecast, but a mild day. Which you know, it's family friendly. Bring your kids, you know. Bring your neighbor's kids, you know. Just throw them in the car. Come on. it's gonna be a good time, and everybody's gonna have time to sit with each other and talk and you know, just have a good time and just be a part of something that hopefully we can keep going and turn this into like a reunion type deal down the road, and then it just will, you know, grow itself at that point. We got to get it to that point, but once we get it to that point, I think it'll take off and do its own thing. So I hope so, because I think we need it on the East Coast. I really do.
That'd be beautiful.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
hey, Papa,
can get the back. Go ahead.
Can I mention one more match that I really liked?
Yes.
It was right for WrestleMania 3. Well, they had one in Sacramento, and they had one in San Francisco, the Cow Palace, just like it. But the one I liked was on Coliseum Video. It was in Madison Square Garden, and it was each member that was going to face each other at WrestleMania 3 involved in the match, like King Harley Race and the Junkyard Dog, Macho Man Randy Savage, Ricky Steamboat, and who was the other one? There was a third one. I can't think of it. Oh, Billy Jack Haynes and Hercules. And
What a few they had.
It was a six-man match against six men, you know. And there was one with Hercules, and there was one with another
and Hercules
opponent.
Was the nicer of the two.
Oh, I know it was. It was Jake the Snake Roberts and the Honky Tonk Man.
Billy Jack Haynes, he was a wild man.
Yeah, Papa Joe. I love Billy Jack Haynes. I saw him at the Arco Arena. He teamed up with Ken Patera and Brady Boone.
Yeah.
They were all from Oregon in his corner.
Brady Boone,
and
yeah.
They were taking over the Arco Arena that night.
Yeah.
Another good memory. That's a good memory there.
One time I was tagging with Billy Jack Haynes, and it was like the Midwest, right? A town in the Midwest, and we're going to the ring, and somebody mentioned, one of the security guys mentioned that wrestling was so-and-so, right? And he drops him in the chest.
Uh-oh.
And is that fake, right? and I'm telling Billy, can we at least get to the ring before we get sent to jail tonight?
Right. Yeah, how to work? How to get my paycheck when we go to jail?
but he apologized to the guy. Matter of fact, he was cool to him afterwards and everything. So I mean, it was cool. But I mean, it was just funny. I was like, oh crap, Billy's gonna go off, and we're never gonna make it through the ring to have the match. You know
what I mean? Well, he ain't the only one that's done some stuff like that. I mean, yeah, he was a little wild, but there's some others too now.
Oh God.
Was quite a few.
Yeah, you remember your story about Kim Patera throwing through the boulder through the McDonald's restaurant?
Yep, because they wouldn't serve him.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
We're closed. I want a burger.
Oh, man.
First of all,
I can't even imagine working at McDonald's and seeing someone throw a boulder through the freaking window.
But if I see it, right. But if I see a big dude his size and he wants a Big Mac, dadgummit, I'm opening the door and making the best damn Big Mac he ever had.
Here has some nuggets on the side. Whatever you want, man.
Yeah, right? Come on, man. Shoot.
Here's a free milkshake.
And then Jim Cornette pulls up behind them.
Yeah, and cuts the promo like you did at Wendy's.
Right. Oh Lord, have mercy!
You can hear Jericho saying, "I wouldn't take that junk, Jimmy."
Papa Joe, me and Mike were at Big Time Wrestling's anniversary show, May 2011. And Diamond Dallas Page, it's the first time I met him. And I told him, he said, where are you guys going? I was going to my Raider car, and me and Mike were going to Popeye's a few blocks over. And DDP says, hey, can I get a ride? He goes, I'd like some chicken. So we pull up to the drive-thru, and me and my brother, I ordered for me and my brother, and then Diamond Dallas Page is sitting in the shotgun seat. And he tells the lady on the drive-thru, he says, if you get my order wrong, I'm going to come in and give you a diamond cutter. My brother was cracking up.
Yeah, if you want to go a diet real fast, you get a picture of DDP giving that look. Like, you know, you better put that down and back in the fridge, you know what I mean?
Right?
You love me.
Best me now. Best me now.
You'll never forget me. Get ready to feel the bang.
That's why I was cracking up on those Chris Canyon like parodies of DDP when he was diamond cutting everybody. And I think someone was good. I forget. Maybe I don't know if I'm wrong. Someone's getting some junk food or something. he's got the Dallas Page wig. He comes every time and cuts him off the junk food. Oh God!
Now that's
tremendous. Yes, sir.
I found a really cool tag match I found a tag match on Facebook where. Dusty Rhodes and Junkyard Dog versus Ted DiBiase and Kamal in Houston. It was a
nice
full rope dog collar match, which I think is pretty neat.
I didn't
have any memories of Dusty and Junkyard Dog teaming up.
Steve, is that on YouTube?
That's tremendous.
It's on Facebook, but I'll see if I can find the YouTube link.
Okay, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, that one sounds like a classic.
From, like,
sure.
August 12th, 1982 is what I read. It was like
wow. Texas. That must have been like right before he went to WWE at that time. Right before he left over there. Nice. That's a classic there. That's a classic.
Yes.
I don't know if he ever worked Japan, but I was thinking to myself earlier, like, I know we used to do dream matches, or I was thinking about dream opponents or dream tag team partners, because I'd love to see JYD tag team with, like, Taguchi, the Funky Weapon, who do the hip attacks, or I'd love to see him interact with Tomoaki Homa, who does diving. He does the diving headbutts, and he does, like, the standing, like, falling headbutts, too, like, kind of similar to JYD doing headbutts, and then
that'd be so cool.
I'd love to see JYD versus Tomohiro Ishii, the Stone Pitbull. I think that'd be pretty intense match.
Yeah.
You got two dogs against each other.
I would love to see him and like Giant Baba team up one time.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Right.
Because Giant Baba was a lot like, you know, I mean, he was like a real oddity there in Japan. You know, he was like a
attraction.
You know, it made attraction. Like every now and then, when he would appear, it'd be like a huge deal. You know what I mean? And see him and JYD together, like even like once, would be tremendous.
Right.
I can tell you right now, closest.
He had some good punches too. JYD did.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry.
The closest he got to Japan was wrestling Mr. Fuji and the Great Kabuki.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, him and Kabuki. God, can you imagine?
Yeah, so it's on YouTube.
Yeah,
I think he came with Jimmy Vang a few times, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he did.
The Boogie Woogie Man.
But I don't think he ever.
I'm not the Boogie Woogie Man. Boogie Woogie.
Right.
was excited. Papa Stern, the CHA winner, met the Boogie Woogie, man. I mean, he was getting a kick out of it. I was getting a kick out of it. I was just like, I just love your dancing and the rubber band around, like Captain Lou Albano, the rubber band around your beard. And Jimmy was just laughing with me. It was great, you know.
He didn't give you the kiss like he did Tony Schiavone, did he, Malcolm?
No,
Boogie,
no, he
Boogie
didn't
man.
Do that.
Boogie man.
He just gave me a fist bump. Gave me a fist bump.
Every now and then you throw a kiss at somebody, you know.
Right?
True. I gotta correct myself. Earlier I said I couldn't remember who the third matchup was. I feel real stupid because it was Adrian Adonis and Roddy Piper, the Junkyard Dog and King Harley Race, you know, and Ricky Steamboat and the Macho Man, you know, that were mixed in that main event in Madison Square Garden. If Roddy Piper was alive, he'd probably hit me for not remembering him. I'm like his biggest fan, he told me. So
I got an interesting match I just came across with Junkyard Dog. That I did not know existed. I did not see this one ever. Steve Austin and Larry Zbysko versus Barry Windham and Junkyard Dog.
Whoa, my.
Nice.
When did
that's
that
on
happen?
YouTube. It's on YouTube.
I'm going to see
Steve
it.
Austin,
man.
Steve Austin and Larry Zbysko versus Barry Windham and Junkyard Dog.
Wow.
The star power in that match alone.
That's right.
Where
You're
can
right.
I share that? How can I share that? Copy the link.
Dave,
I'm going to see if I can.
You're right,
I don't
Dave.
Have your new number, so.
Tremendous.
Dave, you're right, because I remember
what a classic.
When they had the Dangerous Alliance, the Junkyard Dog was in the WCW at that time. It's been a long time. So
yeah, but I don't think this is WCW. I don't think it was in WCW.
Jay had a couple matches. He had a couple matches with Barry, too, his singles matches. I'm going to go look up.
Yep.
Oh, that's a classic.
I just happened to come across that. That was pretty good.
He couldn't wrestle Barry when he was the Widowmaker in '89 because the dog wasn't in the WWF at that time. So that I know that wasn't one when he was wrestling Barry.
Oh, wow. Well, this is another good one. Andre Giant. Dusty Rhodes and the Junkyard Dog versus Ernie Ladd and the Samoans.
Yeah!
Nice.
Wow.
Was that WWE?
It looks like it.
That's epic there, man.
It's on YouTube, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Good watching
tonight. Getting excited.
There's a lot of hidden
Wait a minute. And then... Malcolm, you did say it right. Junkyard Dog versus Barry Windham,
1989.
Mm-hmm.
They did wrestle because Windham was the Widowmaker in '89. Maybe that was before he came to back to the World Wrestling Federation. I can't say WWE. I got to say WWF. I don't care who hates me. I like tradition. I mean, they can have their wrestling today, Papa Stro. I want the stuff.
Well,
you
I don't
wrestle all
think Panda's going to drop the big leg on you or anything, Malcolm. I think you're good.
Roddy Piper said, I'm tough as nails. I eat pain for breakfast and come back for more. So.
Hey, Stro. Did you ever see Sonny King? I read that he trained Junkyard Dog.
Sonny King.
Yeah, I think I did long time ago.
I read that he was tag champ with Chief J. Strongo in WF like one time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's true. Wow. Oh, man. Sonny King, yeah. Man, it brings back some memories.
Yeah.
You know, Papa Stro,
an interesting dream match. We're not doing dream matches anymore, but I'd like to add one tonight. The Junkyard mm-hmm. Dog against Iron Mike Tyson. Now that'd be a match. The dog would be dead.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, when I met Mike
definitely
Tyson,
would
he was so cool to me. That's kind of respect to him. So.
Oh, that would be interesting.
That definitely, right. Absolutely.
Because JYD wow. did have a hard head.
Oh, big time. Him and Snuka. Piper said him and Snuka had the hardest heads in him.
That would be, yeah, that would be pretty wild. But, gosh, just envisioning JYD and the Big Head Early Lad in the ring together. Oh, my gosh. Like two of my all-time favorites.
Right.
Amazing. Big Head Early Lad, I mean, not only big, strong guy, but he had that promo, man. I mean, oh, guys, great promo.
Oh, yeah.
Big Head Early
Lad. They were worried about him when he first came from the NFL, how he was going to be able to transition to be a wrestler. All he had to do was open his mouth, and they knew from the right then, they're like, okay, we can fix the rest of it. He's got a great presence about him, and he can speak. We'll work with that first. And that's basically what
right.
he did. He basically got trained on the road, you know. So, hey, he turned out okay. He turned out to be a daggum good wrestler, too.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Did you see any
JYD's work with the Freebirds in Mid-South? Because I was reading up on that, and that sounds like
exciting. Great feud. Oh, man, the Freebirds had a lot of heat with him back then.
Yeah, I was reading on that. It sounded like they had that white heat, or I read they needed police escorts around the arena.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it was big-time heat back then, man. Yeah, Mid-South area made so much money with JYD. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna make Malcolm go crazy right now. I don't know what year it was, but it was in the Spectrum.
You might want to ask Adam on this one, Malcolm.
Right. This match happened in the Spectrum, Malcolm. Sergeant Slaughter and the Junkyard Dog against Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov.
Oh yeah, I saw that. It was on College Team Video.
Hey.
Nice.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Do that one.
Yeah, but Papa Stro, I just thought of a funny one. I remember I was in '86 and the British Bulldogs World Tag Team Champions. And they just brought in Matilda the Bulldog, and they teamed up with the Junkyard Dog. And, you know, it was, you know, and Jesse Ventura was like, it's a bunch of stupid dogs, you know. What are they going to scratch fleas or something like that? Kat McMahon.
Ken Resnick, who does the Wrestling History on Wednesday nights, he said Matilda was the best speaker of
that's funny.
Papa Stro, they did an interview with the dog. They had the Junkyard Dog talking to Matilda.
That's right. I remember that. Oh, man. I'm going to find that. Oh, my God. I'm going to find that. That's tremendous. Junkyard Dog Matilda. Oh, man.
Yeah, Jesse Ventura goes, oh, this is a real interesting conversation, McMahon.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. I remember that promo he did. We were talking to the dog. Oh, man, that was classic. Oh, man. That's tremendous.
That. I had that videotape, and somebody stole it from me.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Hey, Malcolm.
Yes.
What about Junkyard Dog versus Nick Bockwinkel?
I'm looking at their match right now, actually.
Well, that's
Steve, the one that mentioned that, weren't you, Steve?
On YouTube, yeah.
Nick Bockwinkel.
Yeah, just check out you guys. It's really good.
He mentioned that. Okay. I was reading
up on it, but yeah, I'm gonna go look that up because that does sound like a good match.
Oh yeah. Well, what I've seen, what I'm seeing of it's really, it looks really good.
Cool.
Hey, Papa
yeah.
Stro. Name a group that Junkyard
oh,
Dirt you were in.
Now we're in a game show.
Dog was involved in.
Gee, what's behind
Kirk
number two, Monty?
TV.
Okay.
It was on CBS on Saturday mornings in 85, 86, the one season.
So, well, okay.
Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling.
Yeah.
The dog was one of the cartoon
yeah,
characters.
Yeah, he was a recurring character in that show. JYD's character
yeah.
was a recurring character on the Rockin' Wrestling cartoon show.
Yeah. Yeah, and he even did real live excerpts, you know. He did one with Terry Funk that was classic during the middle
oh,
of
the wow.
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
One.
Oh, go ahead, Steve.
One moment I read, I think Quinton's debut that I didn't know about either. I thought it was pretty cool. It was 92, I believe. There was a segment where Abdullah the Butcher was attacking Ron Simmons, and JYD made the save for Simmons. And
that's
like,
right.
I guess probably that was probably like around the time he was tag teaming with Simmons and Wyndham and Big Josh, which I forget that Matt Bourne was Big Josh in WCW.
Yeah, Steve, wasn't that 1992 when that happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he returned in, like, February 92, and that might have been where he made the save, yeah, for Ron.
You know, Iron Sheik, he cuts promos on, like, everybody, but he always – he always had pretty good things to say about JYD. He liked JYD.
Right. Oh, speaking of Iron Sheik, Shirley, did you ever get the chance to watch that show Young Rock?
Yeah. I sure did.
Like, they have actors playing, like, Iron Sheik and Junkyard Dog. I was wondering, like, what do you think about the cast and how they did?
You know, some of them were bad. I mean, like, the guy that played Andre, for example, I mean, wow. I mean, just by the camera angles and everything, I mean, they, some of those actors were pretty close. I was pretty surprised.
Would you have expected something like this, some show like this to happen, where it's like a, where it's kind of like showing behind the scenes? Like, I'm sure 30 years ago, that would have been, you know, taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a mainstream comedy, you know, type.
Oh yeah,
so, and it's like, man, they're talking about double crosses and work going over matches. It's just crazy to think.
It just goes to show you how memorable the business was, you know, back then. How we're still talking about it, you know what I mean? Talking about these guys and gals now, you know what I mean? Back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like there's a lot of nostalgia. Have you seen any of the A&E biographies or the Most Wanted Treasure shows yet?
Yeah, they've been very well done from what I've seen. A lot of them I've seen very well done. Like the Booker T was
yeah,
really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I got to watch that. I saw the Piper and Stone Cold one. Macho Man was kind of
mm-hmm.
like a lot of backlash because the second hour was kind of heavy on Randy.
Yeah,
that
second half really went in a dark direction, you know.
And then I enjoyed Most Wanted Treasures, but sometimes I kind of feel bad because, like, the guy – did you see the Undertaker one yet?
Yeah.
Man, like, I felt kind of bad for that funeral director guy in that museum. And, like, he didn't want to give up that urn. I just knew it. But
yeah.
At least they got something for it. But man, like,
yeah,
you could tell he was attached to it. And then Jerry Lawler was like, "You better give me more money for that robe and that crown and those boots. Better offer more money for those boots."
Oh, you gotta love the king, man. Oh, man.
Exactly.
I love seeing Bill out there on there with the Andy Kaufman, Nick Brace, like, by there.
Oh, man, Bill's a riot, man. I love Bill. He's such a riot. He's great.
Yeah, glad he's on your...
Hey, Papa Stroh, do you think The Undertaker used to stuff people in his coffins? Do you think he could have forced the JYD in there, tough as he was? I don't think he could have.
Yeah, JYD was a pretty big guy. Yeah. That would have been a task.
Yes, it would.
He would have,
have a
specially made coffin for that JYD.
Right?
Like, just like a cake,
it is cool
special JYD cake.
Well, it is cool. He did face Mean Mark at one point, briefly, like we mentioned.
And he does hold a victory over the Undertaker too, so it's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
Papa Stroh, what was it like to wrestle with him? If you know, you could tell me.
Oh, he was great. Yeah. Oh man, great. Oh my God. Actually, his charisma was off the charts, man. And he literally had the people in the palm of his hand. You know what I mean?
If he would have met me, Papa Stroh, you think he would have liked me in person?
Or that encounter would be one for the ages, Malcolm. That would definitely be one for the ages.
And have Brady Hicks do the interview.
Yeah, I can only imagine how Brady would take it. Oh my goodness.
Papa Stroh, you tell Brady I can't wait to meet him. I get to talk to him. I can't wait to meet him in person. I'm gonna have so much fun.
Oh yeah.
Can I ask Malcolm something?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
I read that one of Junkyard Dog's feuds is with Outlaw Ron Bass. Do you have any Outlaw Ron Bass story? Because I'm not familiar with Ron.
I told him one earlier, Steve. I saw him wrestling at the Arco Arena live. It was funny, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Because the dog, he got down on all fours and did a headbutt and knocked Outlaw Ron Bass through the bottom ropes outside the ring, and all the fans were giving him stuff. He's like upset. He threw his cowboy hat at one of the fans, black cowboy hat, and Miss Betsy.
I first saw Ron Bass down in Florida at this World Championship Wrestling days. Down in Florida, he was they came to Mid-Atlantic and started teaming with Black Bart. J.J. Dillon was managing him and everything, and that's like before he went to WWE. Started doing a little claw bit.
Papa Stroh, I met Outlaw Ron Bass when I won that trip to WrestleMania 12 in WrestleMania 28 in 2012 in Miami, and he was a pretty cool guy. I liked it meeting Outlaw Ron Bass.
Oh, he is.
And I told him about, you know, some Brutus Beefcake when he took out Miss Betsy, and he eliminated Beefcake from taking on the Honky Tonk Man at SummerSlam 88. And Outlaw Ron Bass was laughing. He goes, "Yeah, I pulled off some good ones, didn't I, Malcolm?"
When I first saw Ron Bass, I thought he was a country singer. I looked at him, man, I looked at him, that's a big country singer. That guy's a big dude.
That's good. Johnny Cash is funny. The Man in Black.
That's funny.
But even Black Bart, man, they're a great team. I enjoyed them.
Did I don't know if this ever happened, but did Junkyard Dog ever have a match with Kurt Hennig? I think that would have been good.
I'm not sure if they did or not, but I would love to see that. Oh my God.
If they did, Steve, it was probably in the AWA days.
Right.
That'd be my guess. But I'll look it up for you. I will.
Because just hearing about the Nick Bockwinkel match made me think, man, like him and Mr.
Yeah.
Perfect would have been cool.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I think the reason why they never
about him in the ring together during that time is because I think Kurt Hennig was like still really young at his time.
And this was also
pre him turning villain, if you recall.
I think Mr. Perfect might have been like when Junkyard Dog was in WCW. So that would make sense.
Right. That would have been, oh gosh, a match with those two? Oh man.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I thought Kurt Hennig, I never met him, but remember that I told you Papa Stro went. I was at
Kurt's
Nitro
amazing.
At Coxalina.
I love Kurt, man.
And
Kurt was
Rick
a really
Rude,
cool dude.
The whole NWO came by. It was like 30 minutes towards the end of the Nitro, and they came by and they reached over the rail. I think Doug Dillinger set this up for me because I was behaving so well all night. And Ravishing Rick Rude comes up to me, goes, "Man, you look stupid, man." And Kurt Hennig's right behind him. He goes, "No, you don't. You look cool." I was like,
they were pulling the good cop bad cop routine on you, Malcolm, because both of them are good friends.
Yeah, but I was dressed up like Sting, the Crow Sting. I was waiting for Sting to come down for.
Well,
the,
that explains it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yikes.
Like, oh boy. Another
yeah,
Sting.
Hey, here we go. Another one.
You can see with Terry Funk, the promo he cut on Sting one time. That, what does Sting mean anyway? A bee sting? A stingray? What is your name? Oh my god! I'm like losing it. Oh my god, Terry's so funny.
Just finally Sting.
Yeah.
I saw.
That's fun.
I saw it on YouTube. That Junkyard Dog had a match with the Mad Dog Boss Sawyer. I'd never seen that.
Yes.
83. September 83.
You took him about a while, man. You should hear the Undertaker story on him.
Yeah. He would beat him up and stretch him and take his money and then go to the next territory.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, he was a wild man. Old Buzz Sawyer. But he and Tommy Rich had a good feud in Atlanta. I mean, they had a like real rivalry going on. They were Domney. Back then.
Papa Stro, did you wrestle in the Omni ever?
I wanted to. Now, I've been to Georgia Dome, but I wanted to wrestle in Omni, but I never had the opportunity, unfortunately. But
well, that's a crime. Somebody's great as you should add one match in there.
No, oh yeah. Well, I think it was kind of done and over with before I had a chance. So, I mean, but there's a few places I've been that I've been blessed to be a part of, like around the country, the Mid-South Coliseum, for example, and. I went to Tequila one time. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, in St. Louis. Yeah, Papa Stro, were you there at the match, the card they had that night? It was right after Fall Brawl in September of 93 at the Omni at the CNN Center. Were you in the building or anything? I was just wondering. Because they had a real good card on that night. I mean, every match was good. I even got to see two Colt Scorpio. And what's his name? Marcus Alexander Bagwell.
Oh man, I've had some good matches with Tuco, man. I love Tuco Scorpio.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Oh, wasn't he great?
Yeah.
I wish I could have met him. I love Tuco Scorpio.
I briefly walked by him and said hi, like, or I liked his work. like to work with Fedor. He's pretty cool. Like, I saw him in 2015. He seemed pretty cool. I like seeing his BCW work sometimes, like, very acrobatic. I wanted to ask you before we close at some point. I didn't catch all of AEW, but did you see the Nagata Moxley match, the opener?
Loved it. Loved it.
Yeah, loved
it. My favorite match of the whole night.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Like, I'm glad Nagata got that moment, because he's in the later stages of his career, and seeing him have a title match with
I wish they would get more Japanese legends every now and then to appear like that. That'd be great. Oh, man.
Because Moxley faced Suzuki in New Japan, but it'd be cool to bring in more legends into the AEW shows like that, because that was pretty cool. And then what do you think about Moxley changing his music to Wild Thing, like doing an Onita tribute? I was kind of surprised by that.
That's great. I kept thinking about Major League and Charlie Sheen. His Wild Thing in baseball. I kept thinking about that. I'm like, oh, this is classic. But it fits him.
I kind of like, right. I love his New Japan theme, Death Rider, but it does seem kind of cool that they would license music for him. I love that they're doing that, especially with the Pixies. Where's My Mind for OC and Best Friends. But I thought that Nagata match was so cool. And then the post match moment where they did the head bunt and the bow was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like my favorite match of the night, honestly. Great stuff. I mean, they had a pretty good show this week, all in all, though.
What do you think about Blood and Guts? Because it seemed like I thought it was very accurate to what this W would have done, other than the rooftop stuff and the push, but it seemed like it was very much like W War Games.
I think it was going okay until the end. I think if they would have finished it some other way, I think it would have been icing on the cake, if you will. I just think the finish was kind of I don't know if for me, I don't know if I would have done it. But if they had done it some other way, you know what I mean, it would have, you know what I mean?
I think they could have done that similar finish, but with handcuffs. I think if they just threatened to, like, kill Jericho without pushing him off the roof, I think that would have worked, too.
Right.
Like an old-school ECW Tommy Dreamer-type handcuff deal where he's getting chair-shotted.
Right. This week was really good, though. This week was really good.
I heard it was good. And then I didn't see it, but I heard that one of the Young Bucks did a callback to Shawn Michaels' Ric Flair super kick with the "I love you" moment. It's funny.
Yeah, they broke up of SCU. Oh. That's sad, man. I love that team.
Right.
Christopher Daniels is teasing a retirement.
Wow.
Yeah. But
I'm sure he'll
but
be
it was,
back soon.
It was a solid match, though.
Yeah.
It was solid. Yeah. I mean, it was one of the better shows for sure. And like Miro and Darby Allin's match was good. The end main event.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I heard
maybe
title.
Maybe Daniels will come back as Curry Man.
God, wouldn't that be great? I miss Curry Man so much.
I do too. Maybe they might do that.
remember the video they made of him one time, Curry Man?
Yeah.
They made some kind of music video of him. Oh man, I'm dying. Oh my God.
It was a trip. Yeah,
and
he's
dancing around. Oh my God. Great.
You know, Curryman and Brian Danielson, American Dragon, Daniel Bryan, they were both IWGP Junior Tag Team Champions together in New Japan at one point.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. It,
yeah, did I tell you what the story about Daniel Bryan where he's in a match and the ring announcer mistakenly called him the Ultimate Dragon?
No.
And he, so what Daniel does, right, he comes out and there's this Ultimate Dragon chant going on, and he stops and, you know, scratches his chin like he's thinking. So he goes back to the back, right, and had the DJ play the Ultimate War music. And when he starts doing it, he comes out shaking his head like the Ultimate War. Oh, my God, it was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh, it's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think Daniel Bryan's going to re-sign at some point? Because it's really interesting that he's not signed right now.
I could see him pulling the Finn Balor, going back to NXT and helping those guys out.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, it depends on what he really wants to do. He said he wanted to wrestle another place. He wants to wrestle in Japan, I know that. And he wants to wrestle some other places.
He wanted to do hair match in Mexico, too. So he has ambitions elsewhere.
Right. And
I know
if
he was a free agent, he'd be a hot commodity. That's for sure.
He's technically a free agent. He just hasn't signed any new papers. Now, if he decides not to sign those papers, plus he doesn't have a no-compete clause, he can go wherever he wants to immediately. So
yeah, he can pull a Lex Luger.
I think that's what Vince is scared about. But here's the thing. AEW is now going to have fans at full capacity. They're going to be in Miami, and then they're going to be in Texas for 2 dates, and they're going full capacity with all the fans. So they're coming out of the gate before Vince comes out of the gate. I think Vince should have jumped that ahead of time. They think they should have been ready. But obviously they're not ready. So just give them a foot up. Maybe, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, the sport needs fans. We need fans. You know, we want to entertain the masses, and we got to have them. So, that's one good thing, but everybody also wants to make money. You know, they want to sell their gimmicks. They want to sell their shirts. They want to sell whatever they got for them. You know, they make money that way. So, I mean, the wrestlers on one hand are probably like, yes, and the fans are going to be even more ecstatic. But the only thing I worry about is what the ticket prices are going to be at some point. You know what I'm saying? Are they going to just be out like outrageous or what? You know, so as long as they don't go crazy, take a break.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
You know,
plugs, guys. Any plugs? Plug away. Who wants to go first? Feel free.
Of course, Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame Saturday, 1201 Aragon Avenue, North Charleston, 29405. Holy City Brewing Company, noon to 5. Fan Fest starts at noon. Hall of Fame ceremony about 3-ish, and don't forget to come and speak to all the inductees, and then afterwards the Hall of Famers, when they get inducted, they have their own tables. Everybody come and see and meet and talk to them and take pictures and get some autographs and whatever, you know, just bring it, get there.
Alright, awesome, be there.
That's right. Absolutely.
Any more plugs?
I really enjoyed calling into Pop Culture Stars this week and having Stro and the Hall of Fame class on. You can reach me at Slower Steven. Looking forward to hearing more about the Hall of Fame coming up.
Awesome. Malcolm, what you got, man? You got your plugs?
I want to congratulate you and Velvet and LA Tank and everybody that Susan Green, everybody's being inducted. I'm not a wrestler. My only claim to fame is I'm a U.S. Army soldier.
and someday maybe I'll study acting. But still, you got to show people respect, you know. And my drill sergeant told me in basic training, he said, if you don't have experience at something, you ask somebody that has experience, or you train until you get the experience, and then you take on the task that you want to proceed with. So, you know, and then I also want to say this, Papa Stro, I've been missing a lot of these retro shows because I've been really tired. You know, I help out with Adam during the day while he's at work. You know, I came back here to straighten my life out, and I'm Tony Maselli on Who's the Boss. You know, I'm a male housemaid, you know, doing the laundry and, you know.
Nice.
You know, I'm not complaining about it, but it's just really unusual. But trying to keep the dog, Doc Holliday, away from the cat, Oakie, is an everyday task, and it just wears me out every day. So that's why I want to apologize for missing the show with Luger, Ronnie Garvin, you know, all the other shows I missed, because I really enjoy your show, Papa Stro. And one more thing, I want to send out my best to, I think, who make a really super couple. They're my best friends here. One of them's going to be here tomorrow. One of them lives me, and that's Jessica and Adam. I think they are two of my best friends. Yeah.
Awesome.
And
very
you guys,
good.
All
awesome.
You guys are my best friends, and I can have as many best friends as I want. So.
That's right.
So,
yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that's it. But thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. Call back. And he cut the phone. Awesome. Thank
right.
you, Steve. Thank you guys. It's always a pleasure. You guys make this show, man. I couldn't do it without you, man. You guys are the best. Call back anytime. And thank you, listeners, for listening. Look forward to tonight's archive on VSNation.com, WCW Retro, with JYD special. And Carolina Hall of Fame this Saturday, man. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, man.
Be there.
Awesome.
And to, that's it, man. You got it, bro. Thank you, Steve. Thank
you. Rises to the top.
The amazing Velvet. And Tora.
Yes, sir.
Everybody.
Dig it.
And to cap off, this is my brother, LA Tank, the inductee for Saturday. Grab them cakes, JYD, to close out the show, man. Let's do this.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Well, I love this day in the neighborhood. Everybody's doing it because it feels so good. Well, I'm starting this dance in my neighborhood. In the neighborhood.
Wow, it sounds good.
Because it feels so good. Well, you move to the left. I think you move to the right.